Dear soul, you were never meant to fit in. You didn't come here to be quiet or unnoticed. You came to bring change, to stir hearts, open eyes, and shift the world around you. You carry a light that was never meant to be hidden, a presence that was always meant to awaken. Even in moments where you questioned your own reflection, your spirit remembered who you were. The world tried to place labels on you, tried to tell you how small you were, but your soul has always known the truth. There's a reason you felt different, a reason you felt things deeper than others. You weren't made for the surface. You were crafted for depth, for sacred transformation. You've walked through silent battles, cried prayers no one heard, and still you stood. You breathed through storms that others wouldn't have survived. That wasn't weakness, that was divine preparation. You've been watched by many, misunderstood by more, yet you've kept going. Because something within you wouldn't let you stop. It was purpose, it was power. It was the voice of spirit whispering, "Keep going. There's more." And now, you're beginning to see why. The rise through resistance. They didn't expect you to rise. That's why the pressure came. That's why some people laughed, pulled away, or talked behind your back. They didn't understand your path, and they couldn't make sense of your quiet strength. So instead of cheering for you, they watched from a distance, pretending to care, while quietly doubting your journey. But what they couldn't see was the power moving within you. Your transformation wasn't just something on the outside, it was a shift from deep within. A light born from the soul. It wasn't forced, it was guided. You were walking a path that was already made for you, long before anyone had an opinion. The hard moments didn't break you, they uncovered you. They woke up something sacred that had always been inside. Every hurt became a tool, every rejection pushed you in the right direction. The pain shaped your purpose. The confusion made your vision clearer. What others meant to tear you down only made you stronger. You didn't waste time trying to prove yourself. You didn't fight back or lower your energy to match theirs. Instead, you chose peace. You chose growth. You chose to shift in silence, to move with grace. And in that quiet shift, something powerful happened. You stepped into who you were always meant to be. You tapped into the favor and strength that was waiting for you all along. They thought they could stop you, but all they did was help reveal you. You didn't just survive, you aligned. And through that alignment, you awakened your gift. You walked into your glow, not because of them, but in spite of them. And now, you're walking in power they never saw coming. The divine shift and unseen justice. The divine is moving, quietly, powerfully, rearranging things behind the scenes. Shifting people, revealing truth, letting old things fall apart so the right ones can rise. You're being placed in spaces others never imagined you'd reach. Spaces they hoped you'd never enter. There were those who wanted to silence your voice. They wanted you to question your worth. Some smiled in your face, but whispered against you in secret, hoping your light would fade. But now your name is being spoken in rooms where they never wanted it heard. It's being remembered, mentioned, and even felt. Because what's meant for you can't be hidden or blocked. And the same ones who tried to hold you down. They're now facing the weight of their own actions. The energy they used to try to harm you has turned back on them. The very traps they designed for you have caught them instead. This is what real justice looks like. Not loud, not flashy, but steady and sure. It works in silence, allowing people to sit in the mess they made. But you keep rising. Without revenge, without noise, just rising, with strength and grace. The divine is bringing secrets into the light. Spirit is making things right. What felt unfair is starting to make sense. You don't need to chase justice. It's already moving toward you. Everything is falling into place. The pain, the silence, the waiting. It all had a purpose. You were never forgotten. You were being guided, protected, and prepared. Now the light is shining through. Not because you fought to be seen, but because the truth can no longer be hidden. And what's coming next? It's already yours. Sensitivity, pain, and spiritual preparation. You've always been the one they couldn't figure out. They said you felt too much, that you were too soft, too sensitive. But that wasn't a weakness. That was your gift. They didn't understand that your quiet was strength, that your silence held wisdom. Now what once made you feel out of place is what's guiding you. That deep feeling has become your shield, your direction, your power. Let them talk. Let them wonder how you're still standing so strong. While they threw stones, you were turning pain into prayer. While they whispered your name in gossip, you were being lifted in silence, covered in grace, protected by the unseen, and shaped by something holy. You were never empty. Spirit was filling you, quietly teaching you how to wait, how to trust, how to hold steady when everything else shook. You learned how to sit still in storms. You discovered how to smile through aching. You found purpose in the pauses. You turned your waiting room into a sanctuary, and now, what once looked like delay has been revealed as divine design. That deep emotional sensitivity you carry? It's a sacred radar, a prophetic tool. You pick up the truth others miss, and that makes you powerful beyond words, sacred evolution and divine identity. You've let go of old parts of yourself. You've cried in silence, held pain no one else could see. But in that quiet space, something powerful was happening. The version of you that once stayed small was fading, and rising in its place was someone strong, someone guided by spirit, a warrior with a sacred purpose. You've changed, and that change unsettles people who once felt close to your light. Now your spirit doesn't accept fake love or false words. You can feel dishonesty before it even shows up. You've stopped giving your time to things that pull you away from your path. You broke through what others stayed trapped in. You said no more to pain passed down for years. And because of your strength, those who come after you will walk with less weight. You are no longer who they remember, and that's a good thing. Your elevation has shifted your position. Your clarity has shifted your voice. And your faith, it has shifted your future. You don't explain your evolution to those committed to misunderstanding it. You walk with grace, move in silence, and let your life speak. Divine timing, boundaries, and power. Yes, they spoke against you, tried to ruin your name. Some even watched you, thinking they could copy your light. But what comes from spirit can't be stolen. It can't be faked. It will never belong to hands filled with jealousy. The divine is changing your story. You're being moved into a life where peace is plenty, where blessings find you without force. You haven't missed anything. You're not late. You're exactly where you need to be. What once felt like delay was actually divine protection. What felt like rejection was redirection. Protect your space, guard your soul, move with wisdom, let discernment choose your connections. Your overflow is sacred. Your rest is a form of resistance. Your silence is powerful. You are not here to prove your power. You are the power. Just by being, you shift timelines. There is power in your presence. There is healing in your honesty. There is wisdom in your wounds. Don't let the world rush you. Don't let pressure pull you from your peace. You are not behind. You are blooming in perfect time. Your next chapter isn't about striving. It's about surrender. It's not about chasing. It's about attracting. You don't beg for what's already yours. You align, you affirm, and you receive. You are not alone. You have never been alone. Even in your darkest hour, spirit was surrounding you. No more chasing. No more fighting to be understood. From this moment on, let your alignment speak. Let your joy be your protest. Let your evolution be your reply. Because you are proof, living proof, that darkness cannot silence light, that no weapon formed will ever prosper, that even when abandoned, misunderstood, or betrayed, the chosen always rise. Keep going, keep shining, keep praying, keep creating, keep dreaming, even when the dream feels bigger than your hands can hold. You were never meant to do this alone. Heaven is helping you, spirit is guiding you. The shift is here, and so are you. Whole, ready, rising, one divine step at a time.